Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Ches. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, Shamash Rav and Aliyah. We're a little behind. We're in Tzadik Zayin, Amud Beis, where it says, Itmar Nami Rabbah Verb Yosef. I don't know, 15 lines from the bottom. Itmar Nami Rabbah Verb Yosef Damri Tavayu. Same thing we ended off yesterday. Lo Chayev Rav Yehuda Ela Achas. Rav Yehuda is only Chayev you one time. If you throw an item into the street and it goes more than four amos, you only chayev once. Amalei Rav Ravashi, wait a minute. Udamai desalak adaitin meyikar demechayev hudashtayim. When we originally thought that you chayev twice, why you chayev twice? Why we originally thought you chayev twice? Why? Because you threw it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is one, and then in Rosh Hashanah it went four amos. Right? You chayev twice. So wait a minute. If you wanted to stop here, can't go four amos. If you wanted to go four amos, didn't stop here. So how could you be chayef twice anyway? There's no hanacha for it to go further. So how could you be chayef twice? You throw it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If there's no hanacha right now, right? And then it goes four amos, you want the hanacha right here. If it goes for amos, you can't be chayef twice. If it stops here, then you can't be chayef for hanacha. For going for amos, you can't have it both ways. How do you have it both ways? What was the half of me even you could be chayef twice? So the Gemara answers, Amalei ba'omer kol shmakom shetirtza tanua. No, you don't have a kavana. Wherever it lands, I'm happy with it. You don't want it to land here. If you want it to land here, you can't be chayef for going for amos. If you want to go for amos, you can't be chayef. They don't care. So therefore, you can be chayef twice. We're not chayef twice anyway, but it could possibly be. Pshita, okay. This is hard Gemara. Pshita, niskavin lizrok shmona vizarak arba. Let's say you want to throw it eight, but you only throw it four. What's that like? Hare kasav shame mi shimon. I want to write the name Shimon. And I stop after the name, after the two letters shin men. Okay? Why? Because it makes a name.
That's the lowest common denominator you use.
Correct. Whole discussion about the mem, because there's such a thing as a final mem. Here you write shin mem. You write it. Oh, we'll get to that. Next week. Nischavin lizrok arba, v'zarak shmona mahu. What about the other way around? You hear this question? We're also going to learn today for Leila Nishmas.
Moshe Aaron ben
Yisrael, whose yahrzeit is today, Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. Nischavin lizrok arba v'zarak shmona mahu. Thank you. You want to throw it four, but it went eight. What kind of question is that? Mi amrin, and do we say ha'afik lei? Right. At the end of the day, it went eight. No, it went four. Right. So you're happy. No. Oh, Dilma, wait a minute. Heche debay halonach. Where you wanted it to stop, it didn't stop. Okay. V'lav, lay Ravina l'Ravashi. V'amalei, v'amar kol makom shetirtza tanuach. Right? What do you mean? We just said before that you don't care. So if you don't care, how could you be putter for this? Right? Rashi, the Rashi of the top line, the first wide line over here. Hallo amar hachi, lo mechayev, el imke nacha b'makom machshavto. Hachanami, betarvayu miftar. You should be putter. Lo shana nischavin lizrok shmona v'zarek arba. Lo shana lizrok arba v'zarek shmona putter. Rashi says, you should be putter. Why should you be putter? It didn't go where you wanted it to. Do we say it doesn't matter or it does matter? So
either way, you intended to do an avera, correct?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, but you got to do the avera. So 1 second. Udikamarta hare kasav. You could sit and want to do averas all day long. Udikamarta hare kasav shemi shimon. Aye. What about the shemi shimon issue? Me dummy. That doesn't compare at all. Hasam kamadol kasav shem lo machtiv le shimon. Before you write the word shimon, you come to the letters shin mem. Hacha, Kam delo zarek arba lo mizrik le mitanya. Within throwing four, don't you throw eight? Says Rashi, and therefore what? Therefore you putter. It's a funny thing to say.
Within throwing eight, you throw four.
Shetanua. Rashi of hachal kol kam delo zarek darba dalid. Shetanuach l'sof dalid lo mizrik le mitanya bitmiya. Within throwing eight, don't you throw four? The answer is yes. Hilkach kinach l'sov dalid, lo nizkaye machshavto, v'lo dami shemi shimon. It's not like shemi shimon. Why not? Why not? It's exactly like that. Right? I want to write a lot of letters. I stop after two. What's the halacha? L'chayiv. I want to throw it a long way. And I throw it a short way. Shouldn't you be chayiv? Rashi says he's putter. Rashi holds your putter. Tosas, all the Rishonim hold your chayev.
How far did it go?
The Gemara doesn't end. The Gemara stops.
How far did it go?
Four amos. But I wanted it to go eight amos.
Four amos is chayev already.
I know, but it's not what I wanted. Says so. Says Rashi, it's not what you wanted. Therefore, you putter. I shemi Shimon. Nah, don't compare it to shemi Shimon. Why not? I don't know why not. I want to write a lot of letters. I stop after two. What's the halacha? Yechayev. Why? You wrote two letters. You wanted to write 100 more? So who cares what you wanted? I'll make it with what you wanted. You wrote two letters. B'mezid. Over here, I wanted to throw eight. And it only went four. So I'm putter. Why are you putter? Oh, that's not what you wanted. But I mean, it's very difficult.
It's the same halacha either way. It's the same halacha.
Exactly what you say. You threw three instead.
No, two, four.
The only question really is four and two and two and four. But eight and four and four and eight. Either way, you want to do the malacha and you want to do the malacha and you want to do the malacha.
I know. So yesterday, the truth is yesterday, the Rambam holds Yechayev. It's a machlokas, Rashi and Rambam.
That makes sense.
The Rambam holds Yechayev. Right. Okay. Ready for today's daf? Here we go. No, that was not it. We're going to go on a cliff now. Woo, here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Hazarik m'Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaRabim. If you throw from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, v'Rishus HaYachid be'emtza, and there's a Rishus HaYachid in between, dalet amos, and you throw four amos, chayev v'chayev. So what's the chiddush in that? We had that yesterday. It says Rashi at the bottom. Im avar b'Rishus HaRabim dalet amos, afilu al yedei tzir of chayev. In other words, you throw it two amos in this Rishus HaRabim, then it goes through Rishus HaYachid, then another two amos in the other Rishus HaRabim, you're chayev. You hear the four amos combined from both Rishus HaRabims. I don't know. This is what the Brisa says. Pachos me'arba amos. If it goes less than arba amos, potter, you're potter. Why you potter? So Rashi says, because we don't say kluta. So you potter, didn't go four amos.
That's fine.
My kamash malon. What's the chiddush in all that? The answer is, ha kamash malon, rishuyos mitzdarfos. The rishuyos can combine. As Rashi says, rishuyos harabim zu, in rishuyos harabim zu. They combine. Udalok k'rib yosi, not like k'rib yosi, the amar perak hamotzi yayin. We learned that back on daf pei, that said, af behelam echad, you don't forget it, you think it's Tuesday. You don't even know Shabbos. Rishus achas chayv l'shtei rishus. So you carry from one rishus from rishus A to rishus B, then from rishus A to rishus C. Rishus says he potter. Why you potter? I don't know. He holds he potter. We don't hold like that. And therefore, therefore we hold they do combine. Udulok amrinon kluta kamisha huncha, and we don't have to come on to kluta. Okay. Okay, here we go. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar Rebbe, Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. It's going to be known as the Shita of Rav. Hamaver dalet amos b'Rishus HaRabim. If you carry out four amos in a Rishus HaRabim, Mikora, if it's a covered Rishus HaRabim, like some kind of canopy in the Rishus HaRabim, you are putter. Why are you putter? Lefisha eno doma ledigle midbar. That's not how it looked in the midbar. The midbar didn't have a cover. So therefore, as we know, we said it 100 times, it's a malacha gerua, it's got to be mamash exactly, and therefore if it's a covered Rishus HaRabim, you're putter. That's a, so says Rav. The whole daf now, we're going to be busy with this line. Aini, is that true? V'ha agalos, but the wagons, right? The wagons were, they weren't covered. They were covered with the krushim, the beams of the Mishkan. The wagon was a box, a rectangular box, and on top of the box they put the beams, the krushim, right? Vamarav, Agolos, the wagons, tachtehen, underneath the wagon, ubeinehen, and on the sides, in between the two wagons, vitzidehen, and the sides, meaning the area between the wheel and the wagon, Rishus HaRabim. 1 minute. How could underneath the wagon be a Rishus HaRabim? Didn't Rav just say that that if it's covered, it's not a Rishus HaRabim?
Underneath the wagon.
You found the what? It doesn't matter. They're not high at all. I don't know, you dropped your ball under there. So can you go get it? You can't go get it. It's a Rishus HaRabim. How can it be a Rishus HaRabim? It's covered. We're going to spend the whole day with this question. How could the underneath the wagon be a Rishus HaRabim? Rav said, you're only chayav if it's not covered. And Rav said, underneath is a Rishus HaRabim. How could that be? So the answer is, Kika Amar Rav, when did Rav say his din that underneath is a Rishus HaRabim? Bidirata. When you put the beams on the wagon, there were spaces. There was a beam, then a space, then a beam, then a space. So the spaces are Rishus HaRabims. That's not covered. The Gemara, from what I understand, the wagon didn't have a bottom. The Gemara's going to even ask that in a minute. The wagon didn't have a bottom. There was a hollow box that they would rest the beams on the wagon. There was no bottom. The beams made a cover. So Rav says, no, it wasn't fully covered. There were spaces in between. Okay? There were spaces in between. So if your ball went under the wagon, you can't go get it. Why? Because there's just a rabbit. Why? Because there are spaces in between. How big are those spaces? Yeah. Now we're going to get to that. Okay? You hear?
Just now. Don't worry about it. The space underneath the crushim and the area between the crushim.
Yes, this is very hard now. Now, Michti, Urcha da Agala, how wide was the wagon?
The length.
I'm sorry, how long was the wagon? Chamesh Amen. It was 5 amas long. By the way, let's say this is the wagon. The beams were put this way. So it's 5 amos long. The beams were put like this. Not like this.
They stuck out.
Okay? The beams stuck out. Is there a picture in there?
Yeah.
Okay. The beams stuck out. Okay? How long was the wagon? 5 amos. Pusyud dekarish kamehave. How wide was the beam? How fat was the beam? Amu upalda. The beams were 1.5 by 1. Okay? So 1.5. Vekama mosiv. How many beams can you fit on the wagon? Plusa, 3. Why 3? That's 4.5 amos. Can't put another one. Right? So it's 3. How much space is left?
Half an amma.
A half an amma. Kishadu lemar baini baini. So if you have a half an amma divided between 2 spaces, right? It's 2 spaces. How much is that? Right? Rashi says, look at the second line. The second wide line. Kishata machalik lereva shebein hastarim. When you see how much space there is in between over here, ein b'chol revach ela revia amma. There's only a quarter of an amma. Shu tefach umechsa. It's a 1.5 tefach. The havale lavud. That's lavud behind the makara, and it's covered. What answer was this? Right? Back to the Gemara. Kishadi lemar baini baini. When you figure out how much space you have over here, kilavad dummy. You have a lavad problem. There's only a half an amma of space. Divide that between 2 spaces. Right? There's a quarter of an amma each space. A quarter of an amma is less than 3 tvachim. So it's lavad anyway. So back to our question. It's covered. Okay? Says the Gemara, no, you have it all wrong. Me, Savi, you think Krushim Apusai have a manachlu? You think we put them down on the fat side? No. Achudan manachluhu. We put them down on the other side. Meaning, one amma of space. If it takes up one amma of space, how many beams can we fit on the wagon now? Really, five. Why? Because five amos and five amos. Rashi explains they wouldn't put five. It's too squishy. They would only put four. That's too crowded, right? It's too crowded. Also, Rashi says the some of the krushim had a ring. It couldn't fit five. You all have to fit four. Okay? So they put four. How much space is left now? Right? One amma. You're putting on it. One, two, three, four, five. It'll fit mamish perfectly. So Rashi is too crowded. It's too squishy. They'll put four. One, two, three, four. Four beams on a five amma area. One amma is left over. Okay? Says the Gemara. Sof sof. Sumcha dekarish kamehava. How fat was the amma now? It was 1.5 by 1. So you don't put it on the 1.5 side. You put it down on the one side. How much is that? Amsa. One amma. Kamehavi mosiv. Arba. How many did you fit on? Four. Says Rashi. It's a long Rashi. You didn't put on five, but we made it too squishy. Pashalu amsa. So there's one amma left. How many spaces are there now?
Three.
So kishadu lemar baini baini. Still kalava dummy. Now there are three spaces for one amma. Each space is a third of an amma. That's less than three tvachim. That's two tvachim. Or six tvachim in an amma. Less than three tvachim, it's still a lava problem.
But it has to answer the question.
It didn't answer the question. Well, back to our question.
Now, one minute.
Ha nicha lamanda amar. Now, this is a machlokes. Do they
have a picture?
Ah,
they have a picture of it.
Okay. Ha nichalamanda amar krashim milmatan ovyan ama wamailam kal vhochanad ke'etz b'shaper. Well, if you hold that the krashim looked like a pyramid and they were fat at the bottom, and as they went up and up and up and up, they went into a point, then it makes perfect sense. Why? Because if you lay down the krashim and they have a point, the distance from those points is going to be bigger than three tvachim. Okay? The picture there, make it clear. It's going to be bigger than three.
It never shifts while it's traveling the world.
No, never.
It stays exactly like that.
We're going to get to the traveling in a minute. Okay? Ella, that makes a lot of sense. Now it was bigger than three tvachim, so it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Rav makes perfect sense. Ella, Lamanda Amar, but if you hold Kishem Shemetaltalin, one second, I'm sorry. What? Wait, look at the top Tosfos. You like this one. Hiksha HaRav Porat. Rav Porat asks the following question. Lidi Dei Minicha? Wait a minute. Does this even solve the problem? What do we answer? If you hold the Krushim came to a point, then and you put four Krushim on the wagon, there's three Tvachim of space in between each point, and therefore has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Good? Says Rav Porat, wait a minute. V'halo, kivan shaholchin v'kolin ad ke'etzpa. Since the point has the width of a finger, meaning it comes to a point, yuchon l'sader shisha sadarim. You can fit six beams on this wagon. How? Like this.
Opposite directions.
One up, one down. One up, one down. One up, one down. If you do that, you fit six on. Now you know there's no space. Right? Yichal Mosadar Shisha Tadarim, O Yoser. Sheyitnu Chudo Shalzeh, Keneged Avyo Shalzeh. The point next to the fat part. Viachziku Shisha Tadarim, Shalosh Amos. You'll have six Amos. Three Amos. Vishalosh Etzbos, and three fingers. Viyishiru Yud Aleph Tvachim La'avir. So you'll have 11 Tvachim. Vikishadis Le Beini Beini Kilavadami. You will have five spaces to fit 11 amos, which is less than 3 amos per space. So ask Tosfos, why didn't they do that? Why are they making it harder work for themselves? They can fit, if you're doing it that way, you can fit 6. And what's going to happen if you fit 6? You first of all, it's less wagons, because you're fitting 6. Second of all, you have the Lavan problem again. Let's close this question. He gives three answers. Listen to these answers. The Tiretz, first of all, Dignaihu, it's not right. Lahasim tzad ha'av ha'amud l'samach l'karka etel ha'katzar shayu l'mayla v'makam ha'yirios prusas aliyem. It's not right that the bottom of the keresh, which was in the ground, was next to the top, which had the curtain on it. That's not right. The bottom, right? You had bottom to top. Bottom to top. That's how you're doing it. So you make them fit. That's not right. They're touching each other, the bottom of one and the top of the other. Why is that not right? Because one was in the ground and one was by the curtain. The curtain's the holiest thing. Right? The dummy, l'ha damrinan, malam b'kodesh ve'ein morin. It's similar to, that's malam b'kodesh. That's not similar to that at all. Right? Malam b'kodesh means when you use something for a kodesh, you can't degrade it. You can't just storing it like this. But it's similar, also says. Similar. That's his first answer.
Sleeping in bed, Gemara describes sleeping in bed, of course, like the head versus the feet.
Yeah.
Gemara's like that.
Yeah, but that's a whole Kabbalah thing. That's a Kabbalah thing. Where's Malam HaKodesh come in? That if you have a mezuzah, you can't turn it into something else. Right? You can't make it, you can't demote it. Or you have a tefillin, you can't demote it to whichever one's holy, I don't remember. You can't demote it.
A parochus can't make a shirt out of it.
Yeah, you can't make a shirt out of a parochus. Exactly, it's a good one. If I have a parochus, I'll make a shirt out of it. You can't do that. You can't go down in Kedusha. You can't degrade something. So by putting the top next to the bottom, you're degrading it, so to speak. Okay. For Tiritz, Rabbeinu Tam Tiritz, listen to this one. The Kimosha Hayu Parkin, O son, when they're dismantling the Mishkan, Men HaMishkan, Kach Hayu Munachin Al HaGala, Shahisa Eitzel Dofen HaMishkan, Ki Kach Hayu Osin, below Torah. Just take them off the Mishkan, onto the wagon. Now have to start turning them backwards, right? Aval behovchan hayitarach gadol. To turn them backwards now? All right, guys, turn it around so it fits on the left. That's too much of a tircha. You hear that? That's too much of a tircha to turn everything around to make them fit. Verbeinu tam, verbeinu yin. The shamar, michetzin v'lamayla holokolim, v'holchin v'hashkiyash v'had yotzer. He suggests, you can see a picture of it over here, he suggests that it didn't go up to a point like a pyramid. Rather, it was only half of the beam went up like this, and then half of it went up like that. Not the whole thing. So if we can't fit more than four. The three explanations. So that was an interesting tosfos. Right? You get to the practical, you get to the spiritual, it's all in this tosfos. Okay. Next. Now, El Amanda Amma. But according to the one who holds, Kishem Shalomatan of Yun Amma, Kachla Malan of Yun Amma, Ma'ekel Amema. But if you hold each one was an Amma and didn't come to a point, we're back to our question. What's our question? Our question was, where's the Rosh Hashanah? If you have four Ammos in a five Amma area, four beams in a five Amma area, you have one Amma left over, each space, or three spaces, is less than three Tvachim. How do you have... So Gemara answers, Marv Kahana, Ba'at Ba'i. What does Ba'at Ba'i mean? Staggered? Huh? A clip formation. What does that say? What does that help? What? What does that help? Somehow it helps that there's an open space of more than three tvachim. Okay? Somehow you get an open space of more than three tvachim. In other words, from what I gather this means is they wouldn't lie the krushim 1, 2, 3, 4. Rather, they would lay them 1, 2. Space, 1, 2. Why? So that when it traveled, it didn't move. 1, 2, space, 1, 2. If you do that, then the space is more than three tvachim. It's actually an amma. That's what I think that means. Okay?
Only under that space is a mishnah.
Correct. Correct, 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 correct. So, but the point is, Rav made a statement. Rav said, underneath the wagon, it's a mishnah rabbin. So, it's possible.
For
one space. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What's the Metzias, though?
The Metzias is they had a wagon.
Under the wagon, and you carry...
And something fell under the wagon. Can you go get it? The answer is no.
Why not? It's only four.
It's under that space. It's under that open space. You can't go get it. So it's just wrong. What can I tell you? Now, the Gemara has another question, which we said before. I don't know why the Gemara waits till now to ask this question. Where's this formation? Agav da'gala, on top of the wagon? But Agala Gufa Mikra Havi. Wasn't that Agala itself covered? The Gemara answers, no. Amar Shmuel b'yisedos. No, it wasn't covered. Just pegged. In other words, it didn't have a bottom, the wagon. It was an open bottom. Open top, open bottom. Everything's open. Right? Okay? Now, for the rest of the daf, we're going to be busy with these beams. Again, machlokas, whether or not they were a complete square, silly, a rectangle, or they came to a point. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan, crush him, milmatan ovin ama, ulumala, kalim vahochlan ad ke'etzpa. Or no, it came to a point. Shenamar, like it says, yihyu tamim al rosho, complete, ulahalan hu omran, there's a pasuk in Yehoshua that says, tamu nichrisu. Somehow, some kind of connection there, that it means coming to a point. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Omer? No. Kishem shalamatan avyan ama, kach lamailan avyan ama. Just like below was an ama thick, so too above was an ama thick. Shenemar, yachtav. So it's yachtav, they're all together. I vaksif tamim. I bet it says tamim. Hahuya, that, you know that, you know what we learned from that? Delo leithu shleiman, that you have to bring complete ones. Delo leithu denisra. You can't slap together a bunch of pieces of wood and make a beam out of it. You can't do that. It has to be one complete piece of log, and you carve a beam out of it. You can't slap together a bunch of different pieces of wood. That's what it means, tamim. Now, according to the other one, v'idach nami haksiv yachtav, doesn't say yachtav. Doesn't that imply that they have to be together? So that means that they're really what? They're really square? No. Hahu d'lo l'shlaf l'chun hu mehadadi. I'm not sure what that means. You can't alternate them. What does that mean? What does that mean? You can't alternate them. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Each side of the mishkan should line up perfectly. Does that mean you flush, expand from the whole front and back? It would be consistent.
And okay, that's what it means. And you, somehow, if they come to a point, you can make them not consistent.
That's right.
But don't do that. Okay.
Not square. No, because if you make it to a point, there's no way that they're going to be the same height.
Why not? No, you didn't make them they didn't come to a point. What happened was they became thinner.
Tapered.
They were tapered. They weren't like a real true pyramid.
Correct.
The beam was thick at the bottom, and then as you got up, right, the wood got thinner. There were no spaces in between.
The width got skinnier.
But the width got tapered perfect. On the other hand, the width is the same.
There's a picture of it here. There's a picture of it here.
Right, because he can't make it perfect.
Came to a point, it all connected. So how's that possible? How's that physically possible? What he means by alternating is you have one going downward, the thinner on the bottom, and the thinner on top. Otherwise, there was no way they'd be stuck together if they're all.
So you're saying this picture is impossible.
What I'm telling you. Yeah. Let's say the tapered.
Yeah.
If they're tapered.
No, we're going to get to the corner in a minute. We're going to get to the corner.
Tapered on top.
Right.
Okay. Just imagine in your mind, it's 6 inches in width on the bottom.
Right.
And it's 4 inches on top.
No, it's six inches on top. The fatness got skinnier. That's all. It was an arm of fat. And at the top, it was nothing on top. It was a finger's width.
Right.
So that's my point. So it's impossible.
Right.
For them to be next to each other, the higher you go. There has to be a space. It's physically impossible.
No, it's not tapered this way. It's tapered, they're straight planks, and then the side goes like this. Those front to back.
Front to back got skinnier.
Right.
Okay.
And the reason is the problem.
Got it.
Right.
The reason is the problem is because you can't make two of them the same.
Right, so what does it mean when it says you can't change it? What does that mean? What does it mean when the Gemara says that it has to be yachdav, that you can't be the, what is it? Where am I? The shachalfinhu mehad adadi. What does that mean? That you can't, I don't know what that means. Rashi says, echad lefnim ve'echad lachutz. I don't know what that means.
Because you can't make...
What can't you do?
You can't make the exact same, single one, the exact same dimension.
Okay.
So that way, one line up, you'll have one like this, one like slightly over.
Uh-huh.
When you're looking at it, there's ridges.
Okay.
He started the problem that it's the corner. When it's turned, it cannot be aligned.
We're getting to the corner. Only the corner we're talking about? We're going to get to the corner in a minute.
The corner is the problem.
The corner is the problem. Now, all right, we got to finish. Bishlom alamandamar kishem shalamatan avyan amakach lamala avyan amma If you tell me the whole thing was a solid rectangle, Hainu Diksiv, Uliyarkase HaMishkan, and the end of the Mishkan, Yama, the west, Ta'ase Shisha Krushim, it had six beams going across, Ushne Krushim, Ta'ase LeMikutzos, and two beams for the two corners over there. On the other, on the eastern side, you don't need corners because it was open. The western side, you had six beams across and two corners, right? That makes perfect sense. The E Pasya Dahani Mamale Lusumcha Dahani, right? And those corner beams fit right in. El Lamanda Amar Mulmatan Avyan Ama Lamalan Kalv Hokanad Etzpa. But if you hold that it was tapered like that, then high aisle behind nothing. How are you gonna do the corners?
Correct.
How are you gonna do the corners? The correct answer is the Shafilei Ki Turin. You would taper it even more. You would taper it even more to make it fit in there.
Taper in two directions.
Correct. To make it fit in there. Exactly. Only those two corners. Exactly. Okay?
And it can't be because they were all the same.
What do you mean they're all the same? So those two are different. That's what the Gemara says. They have to be different, otherwise the exactly. Thing sticks out.
Yeah, but we know they're all the same.
Right, so therefore we don't hold it as the same?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, okay, next. We're going to get back to this. Next. Vabriach HaTichon, there was a bar going through, there were three bars. One bar went through each beam. Okay? The other two bars were on the outside of the beam. One bar went through each, they dug a hole through the beam, put a bar all the way through each beam, connecting all the beams. And then in addition to that, that's a sentence to the Brech HaTichon. In addition to that, there were bars on the outside with a hook, what's it called? With like a latch. So the bar went through, and there was a latch holding it in place. The middle beam, says the Gemara, HaBrech HaTichon B'Zoch HaKrashim Tana, Nes HaYaomet, it was a Nes. What was the Nes? Rashi says, Nes HaYaomed, Sha'achar Sha'akrashim Kalim, Nostim Ba'adonim L'tzafun U'lamayav L'darm, Hayinostu U'mavriach L'shloshet HaRuchos. After it was set up, they put in these beams. The Ein Loch U'man Yachalat, that's not possible to do. That's not possible. How do you put the beam in the center after it's completed? How do you do that?
How do you get it in?
How do you build a wall? Now we're gonna put the wires in. After the wall's built, how do you do that? How do you do that? The answer is it was an ace.
I thought it was the outside of the question.
No, there were three. Two on the outside, that's not an ace. The inside one was an ace.
Why don't you say that the bars are just a little bit longer than each plank, and then they just pop together?
What do you mean? No, it was inside.
Exactly. So you have inside, it's like a tunneling groove. One goes out, the other one.
No, I'll show you the picture. Okay. Next, Veshamishkan Tase Eser Yurios. Okay, now we get to the covers. The Mishkan was 10 Yurios. Orech Hayuriyah Ha'achas Shmon of Eser Mama. It was 28 Amos. By what's the other dimension? The other dimension is 40. Where did I get 40 from? The Chumash. Right, because the Chumash says there are 10. 10 of them, each one was 4 amos. You connected them, so it was 28 by 40. Okay, that was the size of the first lowest cover, 28 by 40. Shadi Ayruchai Lepasi the Mishkan. They would throw it over the width of the Mishkan. Kamahavi Asin, Hakamahavi, Esrin Tvani, 28. Dal Eser Leigra. Take away 10 amos for the width of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is 10 amos wide. They would throw it over. 10 amos wide. Says Tosfos. Says Rashi. How do you know it was 10 amos wide? Rashi says, L'rochav chalal ha-Mishkan, shehi yud amos. 10 amos wide. How do you know that? Says Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. B'kul l'shmai t'alma, d'rochav ha-Mishkan, yud amos. V'kash l'ri, d'menale l'hashas. How do you know that? Never says. Doesn't say. Ha Dilma. Now what? Now we know it was close to 10. It tells us it's hockey. Maybe it was 11 to 10, 9 and a half. So So then the answer is because we compare it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a third wide like it was long. So to the Mishkan was 30 long. It must have been 10 wide.
Pi.
What? Pi. Pi, right. Pi. Okay? Anyway, Pashiluhu Tesla Haigisa V'Tesla Haigisa. There were 9 left over on one side, 9 left over on the other side. Because it was 28. Right? So 10. That leaves you with 18. 9 and 9. Now, if you hold that the Mishkan came to a point on top, it draped down further. If you hold it came to an Amma on top, it draped down less. Right? Right? So, L'Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, Migale Amma da Adonim. The Amma of the Adonim was exposed. Why? Because he held that it was flat on top. That took up more space on both sides. So all that draped down, only the Adonim, which is the bottom Amma, was exposed. L'Reb Nechemya, Megale Amma Dekrushim. Reb Nechemya held that it was flat. According to Nechemya, it was flat on top. So you lose an Amma on both ends. So not only did the Amma of the Adonim was exposed, but even the bottom Amma of the Krushim was exposed. Why? You have less space.
Ten, nine, and nine. Okay.
What?
Ten.
1 and 1.
Plus the top.
Plus the top ones. And then it draped down. The it was 10 inside. The hollow was 10. Now you have an arm on top and arm on top. So it draped down less. That's simple.
Correct.
Right?
The curves are shorter.
Exactly. The curves were shorter according to them. They draped down less. And I'm saying it such a hard way. Okay. Where are we up to? Now that's width wise. What about length wise? Shade pusaihu l'orka de mishkan kamahave arbotin. How long was the curtain? 40 amos, right? So dal tlatin l'igra, 30 amos for the actual length of the mishkan. Pashaluhu yud, you have 10 left. L'Rab Yehuda mechasya ama da adanim. So according to Rab Yehuda. Which one was Rabbi Yehuda again? Which one was Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says it came to a point on top. The Amma of the Adonim was exposed. L'Rav Nechemya, I'm sorry, the Amma was covered. Why? It went down a full 10 Ammas. Nothing was showing in the back. L'Rab Nechemya, Megala Amma da Adonim. No, the Amma of the Adonim was exposed.
How about the other side?
Yeah, no? The other side was open. It was open. I had to say it went in. So the back, right, it was 30 plus 1. So you have a 9 Amma drop, and the Amma of the Adonim was exposed. Okay?
Is there a reason why they couldn't cover everything?
One second. I don't know. Va'asisa Yirias Izim La'ohel. Now the second cover was Orech HaYiriyah Ha'achas Shloshim ba'ama. The next one was 30 amos by 44. Because that had 11 panels of 4. So it was 44. It was 30 by 44. Shadi urchaya lepusi the mishkan kamehavit losim. How long was the length of the mishkan? 30. Dal eser le'igra. It was 30. So you have 10. So pashalu eser lehaigisa ve'eser lehaigisa. Right? It was 30 long. And it was 10. The mishkan is 10. So you have 10 now left on each side. Right? Now, L'Rav Yehuda, Machasya Amma da Adonim. Again, according to Yehuda, everything was covered. Why was everything covered? Because it came to a point on top. So you have 10 Ammas a drop on each side. L'Rav Nechemya, Megala Amma da Adonim. According to Nechemya, the Adonim, one Amma da Adonim was exposed. Why? Because it's 10, 11, 12. Right? That gives you 9 left on each side. The one Amma was exposed. Make sense? Easy. Tanya Nami Haki, Ha'ama Mizeh, Ha'ama Mizeh, Ba'odef. Was an Odef. L'chasos Amma Shel Adonim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. From Nechemya Omer, L'chasos Amma Shel Krushim. Okay. Next. Shadi Pusai L'Orkei De Mishkan. Now, it was 44 Ammas long. How long was the Mishkan? 30. Kamahavi, Mem V'Arba. It was 44. The panel was 44. The curtain was 44. And the length of the Mishkan was 30. So, Dal Tlasin L'Igra. Take 30 for the length. Pashalu Arbasari, you're left with 14. Right? Dal Trey Lakafla. Going into the Mishkan, there was a 2 Amma folded over curtain, like you know, hanging over like on the bottom, like on the top, like by a chuppah. That's what it looked like. Dixiv kafalta ethiri hashish et amul panei oel. Pashalahu tarti sari. You're left with 12. Right? So bishlam alur of Yehuda hayana dixiv chati ayur defes tisrach. Elur of Nechemia, but according to Nechemia, my tisrach. What does the word tisrach mean? What does it mean? It was hanging over the back of the Mishkan. Tisrach mechav rotzeh. It was hanging over than the rest of the curtain. Tana de veri Shmuel. Maha Mishkan Dome, what was the Mishkan like? Leisha Shamahalech es Pashuk, like a woman who walks in the street. Ishmufeha Mahalchanecha, her whole train is walking behind her. That's what was going on. You had two amos in the front, hanging down like a chuppah, 30 amos, how much is left? 12 amos, the drop was only 10 or 9. So how much was hanging in the back of it, like a train? It depends, two or one. Right, two or one was hanging down like a train in the back. Right? Just one more line. Tanar Banan. Charutim hayu krushim. The krushim were chiseled, right? The chalalim hayu ha'adonim. And the adonim were in there. Vinirin krisin belulos kachachavim birakia. What does that mean? The hooks and the loops look like the stars in the sky. What does that mean? The hooks and the loops look like the stars in the sky. That's what that means.
Oh, the glitter of the gold hooks against the blue background.
The glitter of the gold hooks against the background made it look like stars in the sky. Okay, excellent. All right, we'll stop here.
And they were covered.
Right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.
Want to say hi?